Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let's face it, life can feel like a never-ending to-do list. You've got deadlines looming, errands piling up, emails begging for attention, and maybe even that one friend who keeps texting about their latest conspiracy theory. Just kidding, or am I? We're all juggling so much these days, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and scattered. That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into the art of prioritizing tasks to unlock your productivity potential. Ever feel like you're running around in circles, accomplishing nothing? You know that feeling when you check off a bunch of small things but still haven't made real progress on the big stuff? Well, guess what? That's exactly why we need to get strategic about our priorities. Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your productivity game. First, we need to ditch the urgent trap. Now, I'm not saying ignore important deadlines, but constantly reacting to the loudest demands leaves you feeling stressed and exhausted. Think of it like this. If your phone keeps buzzing with notifications for every single little thing, how can you possibly focus on the important calls? Second, identify your peak productivity times. Are you a morning person who crushes it before noon, or do you find your creative flow kicking in after sunset? Once you know when you're most alert and focused, schedule your most demanding tasks during those prime hours. It's like scheduling a marathon training session. Wouldn't you want to run at your strongest point? Third, break down large projects into smaller, manageable chunks. Ever tackled a huge project and felt completely paralyzed by its enormity? Yeah, me too. But by dividing it into smaller steps, each with its own deadline, you create a sense of progress and momentum. Suddenly, that mountain seems more like a series of achievable hills. Fourth, learn to say no without guilt. This one's tough but essential. Overcommitting leads to burnout and scattered energy. Remember, it's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or capacity. Think of it as protecting your time and energy like you would protect a valuable resource. Finally, don't forget the power of rest and recharge. I know. Sometimes it feels like there's no time for anything but work, but trust me on this one. Taking breaks, getting enough sleep, and engaging in activities that bring you joy are essential for maintaining focus and productivity in the long run. Okay, let's take a step back with a real-life scenario. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've got research to gather, slides to create, practice sessions to schedule, and maybe even some last-minute revisions to make. Feeling overwhelmed yet? Instead of diving headfirst into all those tasks, take a deep breath and prioritize. What needs to be done first? Maybe it's outlining your key points or gathering the most crucial research. Once you have that foundation, you can move on to creating slides and practicing your delivery. By breaking down this big task into smaller chunks and focusing on one step at a time, you'll avoid feeling paralyzed and actually make real progress towards your goal. And remember, don't be afraid to delegate tasks if possible. Sometimes asking for help is the smartest move you can make. Listen up, folks. Prioritizing isn't just about ticking boxes, it's about making conscious choices that align with your goals and values. It's about creating space for what truly matters and leaving behind the distractions that drain your energy. Remember, By mastering the art of prioritization, you unlock a world of possibilities, more time, less stress, and a whole lot more success. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Schedule those important tasks during your peak productivity hours. Break down large projects into manageable steps and learn to say no without guilt. And don't forget to take breaks and recharge. You deserve it. Share your thoughts on this episode. Let me know how you're implementing these tips, or even just drop a quick comment below. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep that brain fog at bay and let's crush it together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.